It's Friday and time to talk sports with Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So the Tour de France is many weeks away, but the controversy is already starting. Even though there is a favorite, it's all Lance Armstrong. That's the subject of a 60 Minutes report. And cyclist Tyler Hamilton, who was a former teammate of Lance Armstrong, has made some pretty serious charges. What do we got here?
So he sent a letter to his family in anticipation of a documentary that will come out this weekend that outlines, that sort of admits his fault of doping during his years of pro cycling, mainly in 2000. He was banned from 2005 to 2007.
Tyler Hamilton was.
And he also indicates that in the documentary that Lance Armstrong also, he says he also witnessed him taking performance-enhancing drugs. So this is another sort of accusation against Lance Armstrong.
How does it add to the allegations that we've seen emerge in the press that Armstrong has used performance-enhancing drugs, and he has, we should point out, an army of lawyers who are saying, number one, prove it, number two, we deny it?
Armstrong's been very, very adamant that he has had no part of this. I think in general, everyone's looking for the new face of the sport of cycling. And you have to find a face that you can trust, someone that you can rely on. And right now, it's almost as if they're trying to take down Lance Armstrong. I think this adds another piece to that puzzle, but there's still a lot of doubt that exists because he's been so adamant and he's had so many he's gotten over in so many chances.
He's a seven-time winner of the Tour de France.
He's won more than any other person ever.
So. Is there any controversy that can erase that and make the way for the favorite this year, who's Alberto Contador?
That's interesting. You know, if you have someone that comes across that wins more than I don't think it's possible at this point in the sport. What you have is a whole host of young riders coming into the sport, particularly a lot of young Americans that are coming into the sport. Right now, there's a race happening in California, the Tour de California. It's only 4 years old, but it's attracting some of the best riders from all over the globe. You have a whole new crop that's coming up. All of them want to be the next Lance Armstrong. Winning seven Tour de France is not going to be something that's going to be easily done. So even if you know, someone comes up and they fall to steroid use, they're never going to equal Lance Armstrong.
Well, we got to talk about the end of the world here before we go in the NBA playoffs, because I got a theory I got to run by you here. But what are the races we want to watch leading up to the Tour de France?
The two main ones right now that are happening as we speak are the Tour de Italy, which is in its 95th year, and the Tour de California. Those two races are very, very different. The Tour de Italy is an arduous, incredibly tough race. Alberto Contador is in the lead right now, and Andy Schleck is right now in the lead, and he probably has it sewn up. But we'll see. This Saturday is the time trials in the Tour de California.
Any truth to the rumor that actually there's a conspiracy by the Miami Heat to schedule the end of the world on Saturday to basically distract from the fact they're not going to make it to the NBA Finals?
Everything's going to burn. Everything's going to burn in the land of the Miami Heat. And they're going to scorch the earth and lead the way for them to claim the ultimate prize.
Of course, there's the other conspiracy, and that is the end of the world couldn't possibly happen until the NBA playoffs are over.
I like that one.
Do you like the Heat over the Bulls, or do you like the Bulls over the Heat? And what do you think about the Thunder and the Mavericks?
Right now, I like the Bulls over the Heat. I think that they have a more complete team. However, if the Heat get it going, they're unstoppable. So they really have to figure out how to stop Derrick Rose.
And if the Heat and the Mavericks are in the finals, it's going to be all about the Mavericks bench. We'll have to talk about that next week.
I love the Mavericks because they're old, and I love those old guys getting in a ring. And if it's the end of the world, the sporting event I want to see
is
the 100-meter dash at the Olympics.
Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.